Hi, I'm Russ Simmons along with Susan Sanders, and this is Take Two, Two Takes in a Movie, currently playing in the Kansas City area. And since most of our local cinemas are temporarily closed, this week's edition of Take Two will focus on a new film to watch at home on HBO. Anna is an over-the-top action flick from Luc Besson, the French filmmaker who explored similar territory in the much better 1990 film La Femme Nikita. Russian supermodel Sasha Luce is well cast as a KGB assassin who uses the modeling world as a front.
It reminds me of Atomic Blonde, which came out in 2017 with Charlize Theron. That was a more entertaining film, I thought. But Anna is interesting. It's a very gritty film compared to the Atomic Blonde experience.
This whole enterprise is so absurd that you really have to make a concerted effort to suspend disbelief in order to enjoy it. Plus, Besson's jumbled plot line jumps back and forth in time to fill in the story's gaps, and this is simply an effort to fool us so that he can say, "Now, I bet you didn't see that coming." Now, these flashbacks become very repetitive, and it's enough to make you want to roll your eyes and say, "Not again."
Helen Mirren steals the show, however, as the KGB manager, agent, who really trains these people.
But I agree with you, Susan. Atomic Blonde is a much better choice from this genre, thanks mainly to the terrific stunt work and the relentless action. If you're a fan of this sort of decadent and violent thriller, then you'll probably consider Anna a passable time waster.
It's interesting to watch.
It's best with a movie like this to keep your expectation levels on the low side. I'm Russ Simmons.
This is Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.